You know, it is Famine Sunday. This weekend, 29 junior and senior high students came to this church and fasted for 30 hours. In addition to them, over 30 adults were here throughout the weekend, helping them, supporting them, and leading them. They did this as part of World Vision's 30-hour famine. World Vision is a Christian humanitarian organization dedicated to working with children, families, and their communities worldwide to reach their full potential by tackling the causes of poverty and injustice. They provide assistance to approximately 100 million people in nearly 100 countries, including the United States. World Vision joins with local people to find lasting ways to improve the lives of poor children and families. They do not go in and just give handouts. They teach people how to grow crops. They work with the villagers to build wells so there is fresh, running water. They help build schools and health clinics. 30-hour famine is a full weekend. The students began fasting at 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon, and we didn't break the fast until 9 o'clock last night. During this time, they play games, do service projects, learn about countries in need. This year, we focused on Ethiopia, and they spend some time discussing different scripture passages. Why do these students fast? Well, look around you. In this room, there are 25,000 orange links, each representing a child that will die today of hunger or hunger-related disease. This is a mind-boggling figure, and sometimes that makes us just want to look the other way. We think that we can't possibly make a difference. We get in an attitude like the one at the beginning of that video. But through the 30-hour famine, these students are bringing hope to those in need, and we are helping. In 1992, 40,000 kids died each day. When we began the famine here at Our Redeemers 8 years ago, the number was 29,000. Even just last year, that number was 26,000. Now it's 25,000. The youth here and around the world are making a difference. That number is going down each and every day. These links are orange because orange is the color of hope. The students that came here are bringing hope to those in the world that are in need. And I believe that they are also bringing hope to us. They give us the hope that we can all make a difference, that things can change. I would encourage you to let yourself be inspired by them, as they are truly amazing individuals. Please take a look at this video.
Why do you do this? Why do you go without food?
To help kids who are hungry every day.
Yeah, and like giving up food for just 30 hours, like it just gives you a taste of what they're giving up or like they don't have.
Sometimes like we go without food for 30 hours, we go without food for 3 days.
I wanted to do it for a long time. Just to feel what it was like to be hungry, because it's what a lot of people around the world starving are feeling. And it's just like, it kind of makes me realize that I have it really good. I just want to know what it feels like for them.
How has it been so far going without food?
It's okay, because we've got like a lot of other stuff to keep us busy.
You've been making these chains, like these chains behind you. What do those chains mean?
Well, the orange means the color actually means something. It means hope.
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 Orange represents hope.
One link is one kid who dies of hunger
every day.
Disease every day.
The chains, like there's 25,000 of them, and it represents every kid that dies per day of like hunger-related diseases.
What has famine meant to you?
I think that people like us are really lucky because we have food to eat and they don't have food most of the time.
I feel bad for people in Africa and stuff and they want to help.
It's an experience that I've never had before, and now I know what the people in like Africa and now Haiti are feeling, and it's hard.
I definitely am more aware now about the poverty in Africa and all those places. And not only that, with the sponsoring a little bit, you raise more, even more awareness.
We're given a chance to help other kids around the world with a problem that we don't even have. We're stepping into their shoes. And they would dream of stepping into our shoes. Like one of the people said, a foreigner walked into a grocery store and they're overwhelmed with how much food they had when they probably don't even see that much food in a year, in a lifetime.
I think what's good about it is that you kind of realize that you have a lot, and we like to strain and stress on the things that we don't have when people, and we should be really thinking about what we do have, because most people don't have what we have. So it's just kind of an eye-opener.
We did see some videos where there were some kids that were extremely sick, and it just kills me to see kids like that. Like, I have a little sister, I couldn't bear seeing my little sister like that, and then seeing those kids like that just breaks my heart. And the good definitely outweighs the bad, because we see the bad clips and stuff, but then you think, well, I'm the one that's going to stop that from happening. That's not going to happen anymore because I'm doing this. So
yeah, now we can help them.
Yeah, in whatever we can. Mm-hmm.
What has been your favorite thing this weekend?
The game.
Stapling the orange links.
You just sit there. Bam. Bam.
Because we don't see each other that much. We only see each other like every Sunday, and sometimes we miss. And then, so I think it, as like a youth group, it just gives us a better bond and makes us even better friends than we were before.
How does helping this weekend make you feel?
Makes me feel real good, because like you're doing something with your life that's for a big cause. Like, unlike other people, they like make people's life worse, and I don't want to be one of those people.
It's actually pretty rewarding, because you know, like the kids in Africa, they don't have anything, and now you get to experience what it's really like.
It doesn't make me feel helpless, makes me feel like I'm doing something for them, like how the number dropped again this year.
We know that stuff like 3-hour famines, things that we're doing are really helping.
The 3-hour famine is
fun, but tough.
Hungry. Yeah. Great experience.
It's also a really fun experience because you get to meet new people.
What I would remember and will remember the 30-hour famine is definitely how much it makes you think and how much you realize about how lucky we are and how we should always help or try to help the people less fortunate than us, because it's like we would want someone to help us if we were in that situation.
The 30-hour famine is an eye-opener, and it changes your view on how your life is, and it makes you really think about everything else.
As you see, we do many things throughout the weekend, and everyone is impacted, each in their own way. We have heard a couple of different readings this morning. The first had to do with fasting. We hear that we need to fast to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free, to share our food with the hungry, and to provide for the poor. These students fasted for just these reasons. They fasted because they want to make people aware that there is hunger in the world and that it is devastating. They fasted to raise money to help eradicate that very hunger. While we fasted, we did a service project. We partnered with Fellowship Housing, a local organization that serves the needs of single moms and their children who are homeless or one small crisis away from being homeless. The mission of Fellowship Housing is to transform the lives of homeless or at-risk single moms and their children by providing safe, affordable housing and holistic mentoring to guide them from crisis to long-term stability. This is an organization that is a beacon of hope for the families that they serve, and we were very excited to be a part of their mission. We hosted children from Fellowship Housing for a couple of hours on Saturday morning. This allowed the moms to have some time to themselves to relax or get much-needed things done. We played games, read books, and just had a great time. It was truly a blessing to be able to serve in this way. The second passage we heard today, the one from Matthew, has new meaning to some of us who were part of the famine this year. Back in the fall, Pastor Bill introduced the concept of microfinance or micro-lending to me. With his help and guidance, and also with the help of finance and ad council, the youth council has been talking to the youth about this idea of lending to those in need. Microfinance is the supply of loans, savings, and other basic financial services to the poor. As the financial services of microfinance usually involve small amounts of money, the term microfinance helps to differentiate these services from those which formal banks provide. They are small loans because someone who doesn't have a lot of money in the first place isn't likely to want to take out a $5,000 loan. In that reading from Matthew, we are told to give to the one who asks you and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. This weekend, the students talked a lot about microlending. We have begun to set up an account with an organization called Kiva and hope to lend money to our first business person in the next week. During the famine, the students decided that they would like to lend to a woman, specifically a woman that has children. The famine participants want to make sure that this money has a trickle-down effect, that it helps not only the person receiving it directly, but also that person's family and community. One group of women that they are considering loaning to is from Uganda. The organizer of this group is married with four children. These women are tailors. They make clothing to sell. They want to use the small loan to buy more cloth, and they will use the profits to keep their children in school and also to keep their families healthy. The students also discussed just what kind of businesses might be good to support through microfinance. They have a desire to lend to someone who is in the agriculture business, as that seems lasting and sustaining. So we are also looking at lending to those that are in farming. We are looking forward to following through with this in the next week, and then we will be tracking those who we loan to, seeing what they are able to do with the money, and seeing that money come back to us. Hunger affects every aspect of life. These 30 youth discovered that in a very minor way this weekend. They felt hunger pangs. They saw how the lack of food began to affect their thinking and their physical abilities. They spent the weekend when they could be at the movies, out with their friends, at home eating. They spent the weekend learning and caring. They are the hope that the orange represents. There is a woman from Jordan named Soraya Salty, who promotes entrepreneurship in middle schools and high schools in her country. She hosts classes that are especially useful because they give students alternative ways to pursue careers and earn incomes. She says this about how to make a difference in the world. If you can capture the youth and change the way they think, then you can change the future. The junior and senior high students that spent the weekend here are going to change the future. They have been captured by the urge to do something. They are going to create the future, and they are passionate about making a difference. They are passionate about people. They are determined to love others and fight for those who cannot fight for themselves. We are told that with God, all things are possible. I assure you that with God, these students will leave this place and work toward a world where no one is hungry.
Jesus, and when we're dying, it is in the Lord.